All right, everybody, welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. As I've told you throughout the week, I think San Francisco's got better line play. I think Mike Shanahan is helping Kyle Shanahan coach, and Belichick's texting Shanahan as well to make Garoppolo look better. So I think Andy Reid's taking on a monster. Kyle, Mike, and Bill Belichick, and I like San Francisco to win comfortably. R.J. Bell is sick this week. Steve Fezzik, only two-time winner of the sports contest of the Las Vegas Hilton. Brad Powers are both joining me here on a Saturday. All right, here we go. Let me start with this. When I do my Blazing Five, I pick on Thursday, Friday. The best numbers are always Sunday and Monday. So when the number came out, San Francisco was a dog, I thought, boy, that's tasty. That was my initial reaction. Got bet down very quickly. Is there still, Steve, I'll start with you, is there any value in the number right now where it's at?
You know, I don't think there is. And I'd like to come out and make a bold prediction and say, hey, you got to go ahead and mortgage the house and put it all on Kansas City or San Francisco. But bottom line, I make power ratings on all the teams. I have Kansas City 2.5 points better than San Francisco. So that would point you towards Kansas City. However, you can't go wrong playing on the better defense, playing on the better line in the Super Bowl, and that would point you towards San Francisco. And there's a lot of questions also about the Kansas City rush defense. And frankly, we saw San Francisco run all over Green Bay. If that happens again, San Francisco is going to win this game against KC.
So we have a young coach and a veteran coach. Generally, the edge is to a veteran coach. Belichick last year. Veteran coaches tend to be a little better halftime adjusters, it always feels like to me. I mean, Matt LaFleur this year, very good on the script.
Yep.
Not a great third-quarter coach.
Very conservative.
Yes. Now, in college, Brad, you handicap a lot of college stuff. There are often massive coaching mismatches. Like, Saturday's got half a dozen. In bowl games, my theory is just take the better coach.
Yep.
In this game, do you see any – does the coaching line work a half a point here?
I think it's a half a point advantage Andy Reid. And I'll use a specific example because we have so much more data points when it comes to Andy Reid. Andy Reid with extra time to prepare, off a bye, Colin, 67% against the spread. And we're not talking wins and losses. We're talking about Vegas expectation, Andy Reid being 67%.
And it's funny because that's baked in. We know now, exactly. He's good off the bye.
Yep.
So to you, it's a half point Andy Reid.
Yep.
In a game like this, I worry Kansas City has been slow starting. You know, it's funny. They're a chunk team. They score faster than anybody in the league, and I think psychologically teams can rely on that.
Yep.
Like, you don't feel a sense. Like, San Francisco does not want to get into a track meet.
Yep.
My sense is the Niners would come in, Steve, scripted, ready to go, play from ahead. Kansas City may come in a little looser, knowing they can drop 28 and a quarter. How do you bake that in? Does that matter to you? You may have a Kansas City team used to the ability to come from behind, and they may have met their match if they play that way here.
You know, I much more bake it into the prop betting I'm making. For example, I bet Jimmy G to have more pass yards in the second half than the first half. Makes a lot of sense. We'd be shocked if we didn't just see Mostert left, Mostert right, and a whole lot of running from San Francisco, especially as good as they've been against Minnesota and against Green Bay.
Let's talk about prop bets both. Steve, I'll start with you. You know, I tend to stay away from prop bets. I do like San Francisco, and it's a rare prop bet. I would take San Francisco scoring early if you gave me a prop bet. Niners lead by double digits in the first half. I almost feel it's a solid prop bet. Are there prop bets to avoid and ones that you generally lean to?
Yeah, avoid the needle in the haystack bets. And frankly, this is the bet that all the public is making, and it's why the dastardly bookie keeps winning in Vegas, because people want to predict what's the exact final score going to be. Who's going to get the first touchdown? Exactly how many points is Kansas City going to score? And the vigorous, the extra vig baked into those prop bets is so onerous, no pro looks to bet that. No, there are exceptions to the rule.
Okay, give me an exception where a pro, like I like San Francisco scoring first and perhaps getting a lead. That feels like, I mean, that's a bet I look at and I think, that's reasonable. Is there one that's tasty to you?
Well, one that's thirsty to me is I just bet the Gatorade. I bet the Gatorade, Colin. 9-1, the Gatorade's going to be purple because the word is out. There's rumors, tribute to Kobe, that the Gatorade may well be purple. And so what's happening is Gatorade purple is steaming as we speak. And so I went ahead and bet it midweek at 9-1 purple.
Brad Powers joining us. Prop bets. Are they sucker bets?
They can be, but it depends on the type of bets that you're making. Fez was just mentioning the needle in the haystacks, who's going to be the MVP and whatnot. Those are the types of ones you want to avoid. The ones you want to bet, Colin, are anything that has a yes or a no, or an over or an under. I do like that you're getting to San Francisco, getting out to an early lead. One of my favorite prop bets, Colin, is San Francisco. You can bet them in the first quarter plus a half a point against Kansas City. That's literally one of my three favorite props.
Well, how about that? It's weird about I could see multiple people for San Francisco winning MVP. I can see one for Kansas City.
Yes.
It feels overwhelming. So I would think, what would the odds be, Mahomes MVP? You got to put a lot of money down to win?
Yeah, you would do even money, Mahomes MVP, and you get Kansas City, you only have to lay minus $1.20. So it's almost the same odds. It's just no value there.
Could I make an argument? Last several Super Bowls, tight ends have been crucial because, you know, you never – there's a psychology to it. I'm a coach. Shanahan, I don't want to be on Monday morning if I lose. I don't want to hear this. How could they not guard Tyreek Hill? I would rather give up 9 catches to Travis Kelce than 2 over the tops to Tyreek Hill because it looks like you're not prepared. If you lose, if it's a million death by a million cuts, I'm not getting clobbered.
And Kelsey's going to get you into the red zone. You give Tyreek Hill the ball, and you've got to have a safety try to bring him down. He could well take it to the house.
So my theory on this is tight ends, coaches can live with being eaten alive by a tight end. What they don't want is to be humiliated. I think tight ends could be big in this game, Brad. Does that make any sense to you?
It does because, I mean, there's this when you're talking about the matchup Tyreek Hill versus possibly a zone cover corner in Richard Sherman, the narrative's already out there that Richard Sherman, in his advanced age, is not going to be able to handle Tyreek Hill. So, of course, you're going to roll some help to his side. Again, Colin, I don't know if RJ's teaching you well on these podcasts. Very sharp.
New England Rams last year felt flat to me. We'd seen the story on one side, and LA has barely embraced the Rams. This feels dynamic. How much money was bet in the Super Bowl last year in Nevada?
Yeah, $146 million. It's funny that you mentioned that, Colin. It was. The Super Bowl handle in the state of Nevada was going up, 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 up. Last year was down $13 million compared to the year before. So there was some Patriots fatigue last year.
So this year it will surpass that.
Yeah,
absolutely. I expect that.
Now, where's the money coming in at?
So in Vegas, all the money's been on Kansas City so far.
Wow.
Because we saw the line go down to 1, and it was holding steady at 1. In fact, our market report every day, the line's still 1. But a lot of the big boys books in Vegas have gone to 1.5, the Caesars, the MGMs, etc.
Steve Fezzik, 2-time winner, Hilton Sportsbook Contest, Brad Powers. You know, Super Bowls are interesting. If you go back to New England, I could be wrong. I don't think New England ever had a touchdown in the first quarter of a Super Bowl.
You're correct.
It's very much, you know, it's almost how Ali fought. First round, I'm feeling you out. I'm going to dance around, I'm going to feel you out. I don't sense that here. I think both teams want to get in the lead. Is there a first quarter? Is there something, Brad, you had mentioned it. Do you think it'll be a more explosive first half? What is your kind of feeling on this, Steve?
You know, I got to tell you, going back since the year 2000, if you just bet the second half to outscore the first half, 14-4-1.
Wow.
The second half been 7 points more higher scoring. And it makes sense, right? This game is the biggest game for all these players and for the coaches. For Andy Reid's legacy, it's so critical. You don't want to make that critical mistake. You tend to be just a little more conservative. Then in the second half, you throw caution to the wind. And so because of that, I played first half under 27. I played second half over 27.
Do you think both of you, I think college football is impossible to handicap, right? I don't know how you do it.
I didn't do it very well this year. Let's put it that way.
It's really hard. There's a lot of games and there's a lot of coaching changes.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, if you stay, the NFL pension for coaches is very good. You can get similar staffs for years.
Yep.
You know, Josh McDaniels, you know, he's like, in college, he's Lane Kiffin. He's bouncing around. He'll take a bad job in Florida. But in the NFL, you make $1.6 million, you make $2.4 million. The pension's great. You stick around with Brady. You know, in the NFL, if you don't have the right quarterback, if you get a Peyton Manning, you just don't leave him as a coordinator unless you get a head coaching job. Do you find, Brad, big college games, Steve, big NFL games, are there differences in how you bet or how the players perform?
I'll start with college. there is a difference in the amount you can bet on those games. I can tell you that, Colin, because with the smaller schools, there's this fear that a guy like me or a guy like Fez could know something that the odds makers might not know. With the bigger games, you don't get that as much. What I think you're leading into here, Colin, is you get much more at the college level, at the Power Fives, the Alabamas, the Clemsons, more consistency out of performance. When you're betting Louisiana Lafayette, South Alabama, there's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And trying to figure out when that game is going to come has, I think, become increasingly difficult.
By the way, San Francisco pretty much gives you the same act every week.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, one thing that differentiated San Francisco is the first seven games, we were talking about that elite defense, they in New England, giving up 11.5 points per game. And then the second half of the year,
they got beat up a little bit.
Exactly. So Quan Alexander gets hurt. Dee Ford is out. And all of a sudden, they're giving up 26 points per game, more than the league average. Now, the question is, they get back Alexander. They get back Ford. They get back Tart. They're healthy again. But these guys aren't playing that well. They're not grading out well.
Quan hasn't graded out well.
Exactly. So now the question is the San Francisco defense back? I will say this. Week four, they got a bye week. That every other playoff team in the NFL, bye week, week eight or later, that bye week late in the year really appeared to re-energize the San Francisco defense. And, of course, now they get another bye week.
Good stuff. Steve Fezzik, RJ Bell's off today, straight out of Vegas, the sports radio show, 6 to 7 Eastern on Fox Sports Radio, pregame.com. Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers. A guy I can say I like San Francisco. If I put down a score, I'd say 36-28. I think it's pretty high scoring. I think Mahomes makes a couple of mistakes. I think we all think Jimmy's going to make them. So I'll be the contrarian and say Patrick will make a couple. He'll be rushed. Gut feeling. You don't have to give away too much. My gut feeling is roster beat superstar quarterback. Steve?
You know, my gut still says Kansas City. It still says, and we talked about this when we did our podcast a couple months ago, I think, or 7 weeks ago, about Kansas City being undervalued because Mahomes.
You were on that way before anybody else. You were on them about week 12.
Yeah, the ankle.
You had them ranked number one, I think.
Yes, the ankle injuries, the dislocated kneecap, Matt Moore playing three games. And I tell you, under Steve Spagnuolo, that defense has gotten better and better.
Honey Badgers. Yep. A wildly undervalued resource.
So, agree.
So Kansas City has been an undervalued resource, and if that San Francisco defense is not back to where we thought they were, Kansas City is going to win this game by 7 points. I'm going to still pick Kansas City.
I'm torn. Early thoughts for me was Kansas City. I'm going to take the better quarterback and also what I perceive to be the better coach. But as this, you know, moves along here, I don't know, the old school thought in me, better defense, like you mentioned, line play, better running game. We've seen that be very successful throughout the whole 53-year history of the Super Bowl. And I'll say this, if you're looking at, you mentioned roster, Pro Football Focus just broke it down. Top players of the Super Bowl, 18 of the top 24, 49ers.
Wow.
And yet they're getting a point and a
half.
Where
was Honey Badger on that list?
You know what? I don't know. I think it was like 12th.
Yeah,
something like
it's
that.
Funny because the other day we did our list of the 12 best players. I put Jimmy Ward ahead of Honey Badger, much to the dismay of the staff. But Honey Badger is just a very interesting resource because a very instinctive player. You know, not big enough to be a hitter at safety or linebacker, not fast enough, but he's just a playmaker. Sometimes you can just put him on the quarterback. Yep. It should be noted, mobile quarterbacks gave San Francisco's defense more problems. Lamar, Kyler twice, Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Pocket guys like Jared Goff. Aaron Rodgers is mostly a pocket guy, not as much.
You know, that's a great point because Mahomes ran for 53 yards in both of his playoff games. He was only averaging like 15 over the regular season, approximately. So Mahomes makes sense, right? Bigger stage, more important game. I'm willing to put it on the line and run more. And we both bet Mahomes to go over 30 rush yards. It's one of our biggest prop bets.
Great seeing you guys.
Great
Absolute
seeing you.
Pleasure. RJ. You'll hear this eventually. We hope you're not still throwing up off a balcony at the Confidant in Miami. And thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week on the podcast.